Good evening. Here is the news, read by Hortensia Ngam. First, the main points. Members of the National Assembly have today adopted four draft laws on international cooperation presented by the executive branch. Plus, the 63rd annual rally of the Christian Women Fellowship of the East Mungo North Presbytery has wrapped up with a call on Christians to deepen their spiritual commitment. And in sports, football, Colom Sportive of Giant Lobo are the victors of the Cameroon Super Cup. Those were our top stories, and now the news in detail. Members of the National Assembly have adopted four draft laws relating to international cooperation put at their disposal by the executive. This follows a prior substantive study at the level of general committees and a general debate today in a plenary sitting chaired by Deputy Speaker Honorable Kombo Berry. Parliamentary Affairs Correspondent Doris Batitato-Ekwe has the details.
The bill to authorize the President of the Republic to proceed with Cameroon's accession to the Convention of the Organization of Islamic Cooperation to Combat International Terrorism, defended by the Minister of External Relations, Mbela Mbela, has received the endorsement of the People's Representatives. The piece of legislation has as objective to lay down the groundwork for Islamic cooperation to combat terrorism in both security and judicial fields. After the Minister of Arts and Culture, Bidun Pat, defended the bill to authorize the President of the Republic to ratify the Beijing Treaty on Audiovisual Performances, the MPs stamped their mark of approval. This in order to reap the benefits of the treaty, which deals with, among other things, providing additional protection to the rights of performers in their audiovisual performances in a manner as effective and uniform as possible. The House also adopted the draft law to authorize the President of the Republic to proceed with Cameroon's accession to the Geneva Act of the Lisbon Agreement on appellations of origin and geographical indications. It aims to protect goods where the quality of the good is connected to their place of origin. The interim Minister of Mines, Phul Callistus Gentry, defended that draft law. Meanwhile, the Minister of Transport, Jean-Ernest Masenangale Bibehe, stood for another to authorize the President of the Republic to ratify the Convention on the Establishment of the International Organization for Marine Aids to Navigation. The draft law seeks to strengthen international cooperation in marine aids to navigation and so render maritime transport safe by adopting marine environment-friendly practices and modernizing the maritime transport infrastructure. It was adopted by the parliamentarians, who also questioned the four members of government on some salient issues of interest during the general debates under the auspices of Deputy Speaker Honorable Kombo Berry.
Parliamentary Affairs Correspondent Doris Batitato-Ekwe in that report. Elsewhere, the fashion industry in Cameroon has hailed First Lady Mrs. Chantal Biya for her unwavering commitment and support to the sector that has the potential to drive economic growth and promote a positive image of Cameroon. The director of the Cameroon Association of Fashion Designers, Yves Eya, made the statement last night during a celebration marking 15 years of creativity at a fashion show graced by the First Lady. Ayimbile has the report.
At the forefront of shaping culture, trends and the evolution of Cameroonian fashion, First Lady Mrs. Chantal Biya glowed as she arrived at the Hilton. Present was the Minister of Arts and Culture and other top personalities who warmly received the First Lady at the Hilton, momentarily transformed into a temple of culture. Special moments for Mrs. Chantal Biya, UNESCO's Goodwill Ambassador, whose presence heightened this other edition of the fashion Fashion Week in the country. And with members of the fashion industry, her sisters of the Circle of Friends of Cameroon, CERAC, members of the Diplomatic Corps and close aides of the President of the Republic, the First Lady, then settled for over 2 hours of the fashion fiesta. And on the menu, two speeches, that of Minister Achille Basilikene and Yves Eya, Director of the Cameroon Association of Fashion Designers.
The 15th anniversary.
On this 15th anniversary, we've been honored by the presence of the First Lady of Cameroon, who heightened this event, a demonstration of affection and recognition on her part for the work we've been doing for the past years, and I am deeply grateful to Mrs. Chantal Biya. Then followed meticulously executed runway presentations showcasing brands, collections and accessories in the fashion show, promoting inclusion, an aspect which captured the attention of the First Lady, visibly proud of the budding and professional designers with original designs and textiles from Cameroon, which earned them prizes and trophies from the ambassadors of France and Côte d'Ivoire. Empowering, inspiring, and creative moments which heightened when high fashion took center stage. Designs presented by the fashion icon Iman Ayisi moved by the expression of support from the First Lady. I was filled with emotions. The First Lady is a wonderful person, and her coming to support youth should be saluted and encouraged. Admired for her strength, grace, and good deeds, the First Lady remains an inspiration for the new generation of fashion designers, unknown but celebrated by Mrs. Chantal Biya in her quest to empower those emerging as pioneers of sustainability with a profound commitment to the planet and working to reshape the Cameroon fashion industry with one eco-friendly stitch at a time.
Ayimbile reporting. Over 2 million CFA francs in scholarships have been awarded to students of St. Joseph's College, SACE, by the SOBA Montreal chapter in Canada. The donation targets students facing financial difficulties and aims to support their commitment to academic excellence at the 85-year-old institution. Details with Gangelion Caesar of CRTV Southwest.
The students, 17 in number, were selected following a process described as difficult, with the majority being students faced with difficulties in affording the school fee, as explained by the principal, Father Jude Janto.
We went all through from Form 1 to opposite. We talk with them, and then some express it, and then some we know that this is happening from the payment of fees. We get to know each person one-on-one. We struggle to do that. And it's difficult. There are 700 of them.
Reverend Epizitone Anabi, coordinator of SOBA Montreal Scholarship Committee.
Each of the 17 students received 100,000 francs to supplement their fees, but there were other logistics that we engaged with to put everything in place. So the total would be 2,150,000 to students who are undergoing financial challenges, but who have the desire and the passion to study in SACE.
The students also expressed gratitude and promised to work for the best results.
Thank Ferdinand Epo. I would like to say thank you to all the SOBAs. I promise that by the grace of God, I may have 25 points, making the college and the SOBAs proud.
Up next for the SACE Old Boys Association, the celebration of the institution's 85th anniversary, programmed for December this year. Kange. Leon Caesar, CRTV, Boya.
Over in the East region, students studying Italian at the University of Betwa stand to gain improved opportunities to further their studies in Italy. This development stems from a partnership between the University of Tush in Italy and the University of Betwa. This collaboration was the focus of a visit by His Excellency Filippo Scamacca del Murgo, the Italian ambassador to Cameroon, to the East region. Bennett Akame Ondowa reports from CRTV East.
His Excellency Filippo Scamacca del Murgo, Italian ambassador to Cameroon, made his first stop at the East Governor's office, accompanied by his delegation, among which Emmanuel Bon, Director General of ARPICAM, to have a tete-a-tete with Governor Grégoire Vongo concerning the motive of his visit to the East. He then proceeded to the university campus of the Faculty of Arts, Letters and Social Sciences, where he had a close encounter with the Dean of Studies, Professor Martin Paul Angomejo, and other lecturers on how to better improve the teaching of Italian in the institution.
There are a lot of area of cooperation where the two universities might work together. To exchange students, to have search together, to have visit of professor, and number of other activities that might be supported through this cooperation.
The delegation later converged to the rectorate of the University of Betwa, where an exchange session was held with the rector, Professor Dieudonné Emmanuel Penyem, and top authorities of the university, geared towards strengthening the bond of cooperation between the Italian University of Touche and that of Betwa. Betwa, Benetta Kameondwa, CRTV.
As you heard in one of our top stories, Christians of the Presbyterian Church in Cameroon have been urged to deepen their relationship with God to experience the transformative power of His love in their lives. The call was made today in Yaoundé at the close of the 63rd annual rally of the Christian Women Fellowship of the East Mungo North Presbytery. The event, held under the theme Be on the Alert and Pray Always, highlighted the importance of spiritual vigilance and prayer. George Mwam has the details.
Yes, I do.
Members of the new executive bureau of the CWF movement of the East Mungo North, promising to serve diligently in love and faith. They were commissioned into their new functions by the Secretary General of the East Mungo North Presbytery and Parish Pastor of PC Bastos, Reverend Polycarp Njongai.
Their hands should be on deck, and their mission is to raise the name of Jesus Christ higher more than ever before.
The team, led by Mrs. Nchotu Patricia, says their term of office will give priority to projects that can guarantee the financial autonomy of women of the PCC.
See how we can empower more women of the CWF, and see how we can raise money to complete the PCC Women's Center, which is in Bamenda. We want our women to be financially stable.
After 2 days of intense activities that brought together over 2,500 women from the center, east, and south regions, the CWF president of PC Bastos congregation, Mrs. Alice Mundi, feels satisfied for a job well done.
We got to have a spacious place, provide food and accommodation, and there has been no incident. All the committees we formed have done their work for us to have a successful rally.
While the women were encouraged to grow spiritually as dedicated wives and mothers, they were reminded that leadership is not about being in charge, but about taking charge of those under the leadership.
George Mwam reporting. You are listening to the 10 p.m. news on the national station of the Cameroon Radio Television, CRTV. In sports, football, Colombe Sportive of Giant Lobo has made history by claiming both the Cameroon Football Cup and the Super Cup in a single season. In a thrilling Super Cup final held this afternoon at the Mbappé Lépé Stadium in Douala, Colombe defeated Elite One champions Victoria United of Limbé by 2-1. Harrison Ashutiku followed the match closely and now brings us this report on the historic encounter.
Colombe Sportive of Giant Lobo made known their intentions in the encounter at the 17 minutes when Zakaria Tuyene fired in the first goal. The score remains the same throughout the remaining minutes of the first half. In a bid to bounce back in the clash, Wilfred Nathan Douala took advantage of an error from goalkeeper Idrissou Mfor of Colombe at the 59 minutes to net in the equalizer. Determined to carry the day, Colombe Sportive kept pushing for another goal right up to additional time. Their efforts paid off 3 minutes to the final whistle with a rebound goal from substitute Victoire Hanzogo, which sent their fans at the Mbappé Lépé Stadium into a frenzy. At the blast of the final whistle, Captain Randy Kwala lifted the trophy from the hands of the first vice president of the Cameroon Football Federation, Celine Eko, leaving his goalkeeper Idrissou Mfor of Colombe overwhelmed.
I feel joyful for this victory because it's our second trophy this season. When you are a great player, you accept it. It is part of football. But the problem is not to remain where it has happened, but to come out from it. I think that's what I did to galvanize my player, because I think a football game is 90 minutes. A final, we don't play final, we win final.
Following the 2-1 win over Victoria United, Colombe Sportive of Jan Lobo for the first time are winners of the Cup of Cameroon and Super Cup in the same football season. Christian Bezigi Harrison Ashutiko on special assignment in Douala.
And that report from Harrison Ashutiko puts a cap on the 10 p.m. news. For presentation, I have been Hortensia Ngam.